Schools are back in session, and Labor Day is upon us. The calendar is turned to September. Labor Day may signal the end of the summer, but not the end of the gardening season. There are a lot of vegetables to harvest. Our tomatoes are ripening so fast we can't keep up. Freeze them, and that takes some pressure off because canning tomatoes is an all-weekend project. Corn harvest is in full production, and I think we've frozen enough squash for bread all winter. The harvest will end soon. The next cold front can freeze gardens above 7,000 feet. The foothills and plains will probably have a freeze in the next 4 weeks. Using season extenders keeps the harvest going a little longer. A simple cover protects against light frost. The old bedsheet over the tomatoes works. There are special frost guard materials that hold off the frost. The frost guard cloth and sheets are for rows or groups of plants. They also only protect against light frost. To really protect and keep heat-loving plants like peppers and basil growing, you need a structure. A small greenhouse will offer enough frost protection and daytime heating to keep plants growing. There are some great packages available to extend the growing season to 6 or 9 months. This time of year is a good time to start a fall crop of veggies. Sow spinach and salad greens to get them up and growing. You may get a little salad this fall, and you'll get a head start on salads next spring. Sow peas in a sunny spot. Expect them to sprout in 10 days or 2 weeks. They'll take light frosts. You'll have crisp, edible peas in a little over a month. The last weeks of summer and first weeks of fall are great for transplanting perennial shrubs and trees. The soil's warm, but the air temperature is cool. Plants don't shock as much. They also develop new roots to hit spring growing. It's the season to protect what's growing through the first frost or two, and the season to start new plants for next spring. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.